Knockout King.
Blog Talk Radio.
I'm the Knockout King, baby. Charlie Zelenoff. What's up, everybody? I decided to do another radio. The knockout that I scored 2 days ago, it was just too good, man. It was amazing. Let me just tell everybody, you know, how the day began, when I went to the gym. Look, a few days before that, you know, it was, February 5th, Super Bowl, right? I went to the gym on the 6th of February. And because of the Super Bowl, you know, a lot of people in America, they watch it, you know, like, not everybody. I don't. I'm not a football fan. I mean, let's see. There was like three people at the gym. There was one fighter challenged me to want to do it. He was fucking scared. So I stayed there for about 3 hours just waiting, and I called out everybody who was there, which was not a lot of people. And then I started asking, you know, like, motherfuckers, I'm like, is it going to be like this empty the whole day or what? Yeah, they're like, yeah, most likely, because everybody's like fucking hungover and drunk and they don't want to go to the gym because of the Super Bowl yesterday. I'm like, I see. All right, well, I'm going to have to come back some other time. So then the day passes. I show up at the house. I'm thinking, ah, what the fuck? I beat Anthony Thompson in Vegas, you know, whatever, you know. I mean, whatever 183 happens, it happens. That's what I was like thinking. I'm like, fuck it. But still, deep in my heart, I really wanted to get that 183rd win, and now you all see why. So I went to the gym on the 8th of February, a day that will forever be remembered in boxing history, thanks to me, Charlie Zelenoff. And I go to the gym, a different gym, and once again, it is difficult to find an opponent. There's no holidays. There's no big sporting events the day before. There's, you know, a decent amount of people. I'm challenging one fighter, another fighter, a third fighter. Nobody wanted to do it again, and I'm just sitting down, frustrated, thinking, like, fuck, what is happening this year? I mean, like, yeah, I beat six opponents already, I'm saying, which is a lot, considering it's only the beginning of February. I mean, and this, that's what I'm saying. I'm the greatest. I'm a boxing legend. It's destined to happen, but the thing is, this year, it's just like, it challenged so many fighters for fuck. Anyways, and I'm just thinking, like, fuck, man, what's going on? I wanted to leave again because nobody wanted to fight. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Two times in a row? I mean, okay, it happens once in a while, you know, like, okay, I go to the gym, literally nobody wants to fight, I have to come back some other day. Yeah, but two times in a row, I'm thinking, no, I got, like, literally, God told me, I got, like, a feeling from God. God was just telling me to stay. My heart was just telling me to stay. Something special is about to happen. Literally 5 minutes later. Well, the fighter I knocked out in the video, see this big motherfucker, you know, cruiserweight. I come up to him. I told him. I didn't tell him, you know, who I really am. If I had to say, if I told him that I'm the GOAT and I'm the greatest pound-for-pound king, he would back out just like everybody else. But I just said, how you doing? Undefeated boxer. I'm looking for an opponent to box. I didn't say spar. To box. Bull out. For competition. No beef. Just for competition. And he said, all right, I'm down. You got gloves? I'm like, yeah, I got gloves. I asked him, are you a fighter? He's like, yeah. I'm like, you do martial arts, boxing? He's like, yeah, martial arts. I'm like, what martial arts? He's like, kung fu. I'm like, whoa. A lot of people say they do kung fu just, you know, just for exercise. And then, no, he's like, no. He's like, I'm world. He started telling me I'm world champion. I'm from Jersey. He's like, I'm like, how long you did it? He's like, 13 years. Fuck, 13 years? Not only is he a black belt, he's a fourth-degree black belt. You understand? The guy is literally, the guy that I just knocked out, ladies and gentlemen, 2 days ago, that guy was a fucking fourth-degree black belt. Holy shit, man. Man, I'm the truth, man. You haters are fucking demented, deranged, deluded, crazy, psychotic. I told you, keep your mouth shut. Stop hating on me. You wouldn't. You kept going. You people are going to look ridiculous and crazy for the rest of your miserable lives. But if you would take the exit earlier, it would, you know what I'm saying? Now you look even worse because you people talk shit about me till the very end, until you got exposed. And now, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, come on, I'm 183-0. So, anyways, he agreed. I just told him I'm undefeated boxer. Yeah, I didn't tell him my record. Are you kidding me, man? If I had 100+ wins, 0 losses, nobody's gonna do it then. Hey, I'm undefeated boxer. I could be 1-0. You know, he doesn't know what the fuck. Yeah, when he got knocked out, then you know, he was dizzy as fuck when he got up, and then yeah, he was done. He quit, and he. I told him I'm like I'm world champion, man. I'm like you, because he told me he's a world champion, and of kung fu. I'm like, well, I'm a world champion too, man. World champion boxer. In other words, the greatest of all time. Charlie Zelenoff. Like, you want a rematch, man? No, I was just like, just wanted to punk him after he just got knocked out. He's like, oh no, man. He's like, I'm good, man. I'm like, good fight, man. Who got the last laugh? Hey, deserve the loser. I remember me and Curtis making the videos. Damn. I talked to an old friend of mine. Well, I didn't even stop talking to the motherfucker. I mean, he wasn't even my friend anymore. I just, well, now, yeah, Big Mike. Yeah, you know, you all remember Big Mike? Yeah, he called me. Yeah, he congratulated me, man. Well, he was talking more about my marriage. You know, not yet divorced, but marriage separation with Daria, and he was like, "What happened?" And, yeah, told him what happened. Yeah. Hey, you know, I got to fuck a fine bitch for 2 years, man. Seriously, look at the bright side. I got to fuck a fine ass bitch for 2 years. What do we beat that pussy up like no tomorrow, man? Yeah, I mean, listen, she ruined it, man. It's not meant to be, man. No, I know, trust me, she's gonna want to get back with me again. But I'm not gonna pick up the phone this time. 'Cause see, she was calling me, and then like I blocked her on these, you know, WhatsApp and Viber and all these like these programs that, you know, that you talk for free with the foreign girls and shit. And she started calling my mobile phone, like my actual cell phone, you know what I mean? And I was, fuck, man. Yeah, no, not a lot of people know my number. I mean, yeah, Daria's was my ex-wife, you know, obviously she knows my number, but fuck. Well, I picked up the phone. I was like, "What? What do you want?" Yeah. She's like, "I want you. I want you." I'm like, "Oh, I know you do, but you know." I'm like, "I want you too, baby." I'm like, "But we're not compatible. I mean, you're like, I'm a boxing champion, and you're into the fucking drinking and the drugs and the fucking party, you know, all that bullshit. You know, it's cool to party. I'm about to go party tomorrow, probably." There tomorrow to celebrate. Oh, and no, but she's like, you know, attitude. I understand she's young. Okay, if you're young and you want to party, then why the fuck did you get married? You know what I'm saying? No, I mean, seriously. And she's all, because I love you. And I'm like, well, you love me, then you got to choose. You got to choose the man that you love, or the fucking coke, the ecstasy, and the fucking alcohol, and your homegirls and all the bullshit. You gotta choose what wife you want. You can't have both. No, man. I had this new girl I've been talking to, man. Whatever, man. Told her she's just as crazy as my wife, man. Fuck. Whatever, though. Again, let's look at the positive side, man. Come on, I ain't gonna let none of this shit kill my mood, man. I just scored the greatest knockout of all time, man. I fucked this girl named Rachel. Beginning of February. Well, it is still the beginning of February. I'm talking like the 1st or 2nd of February. I banged her. Some stripper. Yeah. I got her number, you know. Just no strings attached, man. You know, like, it's not wifey material, man. Just, yeah. No, some strippers, you know, if they quit the stripper job, you can date them. Yeah. I did. Like, Claudia, I got engaged with. No, not just Claudia. Are you serious? Do you think Claudia is the only stripper that I fucked? Come on, man. Wake up. Man, I had hotter fucking girls. No, okay, Daria's hotter than Claudia. That's obvious. That's a given. But I'm talking about, I had girls as hot as Daria, man. Yeah, dude. Man, maybe even hotter. Well, it's kind of, that's tough, you know. Hotter than my ex-wife. That's a tough one. But no, I had girls that look like that. Yeah. Yeah, this chick, yeah, she was in LA, she was in Hollywood, Rachel. She's from Venezuela. Them bitches are fine, yo. What I'm saying? But yeah, about the knockout win, man, that was my best win. I mean, like, when I knocked out Hoodlum, remember when, like, way back to 2012 when I went beat Derek the Giant, punk Chuck Liddell. Right, like after that, who the fuck you? Fuck, I hate these fucking sounds, man. Man, don't read none of the bullshit you trolls write, man. Fuck off. No, it's just like that. Whenever these retards type something, it goes in my like my phone, on the Google feed. It's all connected through the computer, and I can hear it on my phone. Yeah, see, I literally just like didn't even read that shit. Like, I just knocked out a kung fu master, a black belt kung fu, 185 pounder. I knocked the guy out. Literally, he dropped. No, but that was the way out. The power and speed of that shit. Fuck. I mean, you can't sell that short. I mean, if you downgrade that kind of knockout, you're mentally ill. No, okay, listen, no matter what, even if you a fan hater, if you're not a fan of that knockout, you don't have to be a fan of me, whatever, but if you're not a fan of that knockout, you're not a fan of boxing. I'm serious. I bet some of these mainstream naysayers, they've seen that shit. They're deep down. They're like, oh, fuck. No, I'm serious. Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%. I bet that more than half of them regret that they hated on me. Like they want to like say, oh shit, I want to be a fan of this guy now, but they don't want to, you know. They're like, yeah, I listen, man. I silence these motherfuckers, man. Silence. Deontay Wilder, does he want a rematch? Shit, man. A rematch with me, Deontay. You going straight to the morgue, son. In a body bag. Nah, that motherfucker would be, he'd be lucky to not go to the hospital. Beat him in 2014? Are you kidding me, man? Charlie Zonoff, listen, 2017? Last year, every year I get better. Last year, people thought I was in my prime. No, I wasn't. I was the best fighter in the world since 2011. Maybe even 2010 when I beat Akeem Akinboji. 2011, bar none, the best pound for pound of all time when I hit Vasquez with the Killer Six. But now, every year I get better. Now, literally, I'm in my prime. That last knockout, the win against Anthony Thompson, it just gets better and better. I'm the best, man. The greatest. Just when people thought that Tom Brady and, look, two different sports, man, you know, whatever. Tom Brady and the New England Patriots, man, I can't stand that team, man. Whatever, they won. I'm not a football fan, but I used to play the NFL video games, you know, so I like follow the video games more like Madden and shit and like you know, like NFL 2K and but the kids, I don't know, they stop the game too much. They whistle and shit like all the time. The action stops too much. That's why I just don't really like football that much. I mean, it's obviously way better than baseball, but, you know, but no, but it's a team sport. I'm a basketball guy. You know, I watch the NBA and shit. But anyways, the Patriots Falcons. Just when people thought that was like the main sporting event of 2017, and you know, like Charlie Zonoff said, wait a second, 3 days passed, motherfucker, knockout. Now you motherfuckers, so I have a question. That's all you people that said that the UPF is a fake, made-up organization. What do you have to say now? Told you so. See, some, you know what? Like, as annoying as it is to read that crap and be in that atmosphere, like when you I go online and I see all these bullshit videos about me, it's like, in a way, now everything feels better. Now I kind of understand. It's like God works in such mysterious ways. Wow. You son of a bitches that hated on me. Thank you for the motivation. That knockout that I just scored 2 days ago, you know what? I mean, I'm the greatest. I would have done that regardless, but it was even better because it feels that much better. I'm serious. Because of all this doubt and hate and the selling short and the denying me as the goat and denying me, these people denied me completely. Like, it feels that much better. Therefore, you demented, deranged motherfuckers. You people are sick in the head, man. You Looney Tunes got exposed like never before. Listen, this is not the only time I knocked somebody out. I had fucking hundreds of TKOs on video. I got a lot of knockouts, and I said it. I said, if I go full out, this is what's going to happen, what happened 2 days ago. Yeah, man. Hey, if I start, every fight of mine is a knockout. Almost every fight. TKOs are knockouts. I'm talking if I start KO, KO, KO every fight, oh, fuck. You people are done. You people are already done. But see, when I knocked out Hoodlum, I took 4.5 months off. About 4 months off. I think that would be 3, 4 months off after I went like this. No, so I'm talking from with street fights. I mean, I can't control what happens on the street. No, fuck that. God forbid, man. You know how they say you're as good as the last fight? Yeah, man. I really want to just show out, man. A win like this, man, this is just like amazing, man. Plus, Anthony Thompson's victory was phenomenal. And I was just like, boom, this is, man, icing on the cake, man. Literally, I reached the top of the mountain, and I feel great, man. You need to find the right girl, man. Yeah, I got the side piece chick that I fucked, this month. Yeah, that. I want another wife, Well, I'm obviously not gonna marry her right away. I'm talking the right girl that I could date for a year and then marry her. Or even date her for a few years. Make sure she's the one. Well, a few years may be a stretch. Okay, date her for like a year and 3 months or something. Like, make sure she's the one. 'Cause me and Daria, we talked on Skype a lot, but we got married pretty soon. Like, we were in love with each other. You know what I'm saying? It's just it happened, and then it didn't work out, and then it broke up, got back together, broke up, got back together. We forced. She well, I realized that this is it. This thing ain't working. But she just oh, she would. She kept forcing it and forcing it, and then I was like, all right, She knew how to lure me back, though. She would, like, get fucking half naked on Skype and tease me, and, trust me, she knows. Hey, man, a woman is a man's weakness, man, you know what I'm saying? Daria knows how to lure me back, but. No more. Well, I can just fuck another girl, Yeah, I even told her. I was like, hey, listen, you're hot, but you're not the only hot girl in the world, and you're not the only hot girl in the world that's willing to give it up to me. Yeah, you gave it up to me many times. You're my wife, but hey, there's other women out there that are willing to hook up with me long term, and they're willing to give it up just as much as you. Except they're gonna behave. You know what I mean? Straight up, man. Fuck. That knockout's in my head. It's just like, man, I just keep watching that video, man. It's like, fuck, man. I feel fucking phenomenal right now, man. Thank you, God, and Man, thanks to all my fans that supported me from day one, man. The genuine fans that asked for my autographs and supported me from day fucking one. From the day I laced up gloves. Man, I salute you, man. What can I say, man? It's I know boxing is, you know, it's one man army, you know what I mean? But you know what, to all my fans, it's like to say, yeah, I made it, obviously. I'm the greatest of all time, but I'm gonna say like this, we made it. You know what I mean? To all my whole team, everybody, even people that retired, like Curtis, shout out to Curtis, man, you know what I'm saying? People that were there from the very beginning, that were when motherfuckers didn't even have thoughts going in their head that I would become the GOAT. You know, they're like that point. When I was 3-0, 4-0, 5-0, 6-0, when people just thought that I was gonna be, you know, like these clowns, that some clowns sold me short. They thought I was gonna be an up and comer for the rest of my life. And I told them, hey man, when I beat Akeem, I said, hey, you don't understand though, man. When I reach my prime, I'm gonna be the greatest boxer of all time. Look at me today. That's called backing your shit up, man. One second. Sexy girl just hit me up. Hold on. Oh. She said that, this girl, I just sent her my fight. She just hit me up. That's a new girl. Yeah, listen, I'm talking to a few, so that way if it doesn't work out with one, then I got another. You know what I mean? That's how it's better this way. I'm gonna find the right one that way. You know what I mean? Well, as long as they don't find out about each other. No, she said the phenomenal knockout. She's like, well, she's like, oh, I'm a girl. I don't watch boxing, but my God, you're amazing. She's like, that was wow. She's like, well, now I'm definitely gonna become a fan. Yeah, man, I just, you know. Yeah, and my homie Felix, his homie, you know, he's my acquaintance, he saw my fights, and he actually drove me to the, my homie's homie drove me to the legendary 183, man. And he said that, man, he's like, I've seen your fights, your knockouts, man. He's like, knocked Deontay Wilder the fuck out, man. That was phenomenal. Dude's a little bitch. He got out the ring and did his little cheap shit, man. He's like, cause he did that shit because he lost, man. If you notice, Wilder, he kept asking for a rematch. He was like, let's go rematch, man, right now. I was like, hey, only the loser wants to rematch, though, Deontay. He felt that the knockdown wasn't enough. Knockdown, huh? Man. That punk watches my fights, and I know that for a fact he's seen my knockout against the Kung Fu champ. But that Kung Fu guy would beat the fuck out of Wilder. Do you understand? I didn't give him a chance to show. Okay, Anthony Thompson? Yeah, I rushed Thompson, but the way I fought last fight, it was just unparalleled. It was just like this. Okay, I executed a game plan. I executed a game plan to execute him. You understand? That game plan was to do exactly what I did on video, to rush him, jump him, literally rush him from the start, not give him a chance to breathe, and knock him the fuck out. And I did it. It works. Therefore, all you idiots that told me all kinds of horseshit, that, oh, why don't you have a trainer? Oh, why do you throw your punches like that? Oh, fuck, I have a question too. Why are you so mentally ill? What is wrong with you? Look at this girl, man. She just hit me up. She just said, wow. She's like, I've never seen a boxer like that on TV that hits that hard, that fast. My gosh. She's like, definitely the GOAT. A girl, this is coming from a female, man. Oh, shit, man. Definitely gonna fucking get with her. This girl, I got her fucking number. Like, no, new chick. No, the reason why I broke up with that other girl is because she was fucking gold digger, man. She has an Audi, like she drives an Audi. She started asking me to fix her fucking car, man. Her car broke down. She barely knows me for a week. She's already asking me to fix her car. I'm like, the fuck out of here. The fuck do I look like to you? A mechanic? Fuck. Come on, no. No, if I'm like dating a girl for like 6, 7, 8 months, you know, okay, then yeah, I'm responsible to like cover her, you know. Okay, well, Daria, yeah, I lived with Daria. She's my wife. We went to the supermarket together, holding hands. I bought the food, you know. She was giving me pussy. She, you know what I mean? I would watch movies with her. After the movie, I'd fuck her, you know what I mean? I'd get, hey, after every movie, regardless of the ending, I would get a happy ending after every movie. Hey, regardless of the movie ending, I would always get a happy ending, regardless. You see what I'm saying? And like, I paid the rent. I paid the food. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, she would put in a little bit of money, but you know, it's all good. She spread her legs for me, though, man. And Daria's hotter than Megan Fox. Fuck, get the fuck, man, Megan. I was they were showing a clip of that Jennifer's Body, whatever the fuck that movie is. And I don't know. I was like, I just told my homies. I'm like, man, I fuck that bitch, you know what I mean? Like, she's fine. That's about it, man. She's married to some old guy, man, some clown, some nobody. I don't even remember his name. What if, how many knockouts does he have again? Oh, that's right. He doesn't have any knockout. He doesn't. How many fights does he have? Wait, he's not even a fighter. She's married to some regular dude that nobody knows. Whatever makes her happy. Charlie Zonoff is the baddest man on the planet. The greatest fighter of all time. See, let me tell you something. Like, okay, this is like secret how I get Hollywood. There's no secret. You know what I mean? There's no secret. Okay, I'm the GOAT. That's a huge advantage, being the GOAT, the greatest boxer of all time. And not all, okay, most women like fighters, but not all women like fighters. Some women think it's violent. Some women think it's like, oh no, you know, yeah. But let me tell you something. Even the women that don't like fighting, that don't like boxing, they still go with me. You know why? Because they feel protected regardless. They feel like if they get in a tough or bad situation, boom, I'll knock out whoever the fuck. But yeah, you know what I mean? And plus, I trust me, all that aggression and all that's for, you saw what I knocked the Kung Fu motherfucker out. Yeah, man, that's for the, you know, when the fight, the ring, the cage, the gym, when we square up, you know, that's what. And my swagger, the way when I talk to a girl, what really turns them on is that, you know, like I'll wear my gear, like my Charlie Zonoff GOAT shirt. And see, that's confidence. When you wear a shirt of you on it, and you literally come up to a fine ass girl with fucking big ass tits and a great body, like Playboy model looking women, like you all saw my wife. Yeah, I come up to women like that, even better looking. Well, yeah, like women that look just as good. And I come up to them and I approach them and I literally show no signs of hesitation, no shyness, confidence, regardless. Not scared of them to say no. They see that and they're like, oh fuck, you know, this motherfucker's for real. That well, if you people call it a secret or whatever you want to call it, that's how you do it, man. I got a lot of pussy, man. Before I was even this great of a boxer, I used to get a lot of women. That's why it's just like laughable, and it's laughable when these haters are like, oh my God, he thinks he can get Megan Fox. What? Dude, you people are nuts. Going over to Megan Fox. Okay, Megan Fox is hot, but I had literally fucking, I had a lot of girls that look like that. You know what I'm saying? Mario Lopez interviewed her, man. The fucking Grove, I believe it was. Yeah, I saw Mario Lopez, and I told him that I'm the fucking champ. I said I'm the greatest. He was like, "Good for you, man." He was scared. He got red. He was like, he thought I was gonna beat his ass because of all those fucking internet rumors, man. I was like, "What the fuck? Who the fuck is Mario? He's just some guy who fucking holds microphones for people and interviews them, man. Get the fuck out of here, man. Extra TV, man. Shit." Yeah, I mean, no, I mean, come on, I'm unbiased, you know. I mean, Daria and Megan Fox are both gorgeous. They're both literally top of the line, beautiful women. But, and I'm saying that, and Daria as a person, she's, again, I don't respect her as a person. You know, she was not a good wife. She was, yeah, fucked her. Everybody fucks their wife. You know what I mean? Okay, she's a nympho. All right, I fucked her a lot more often than the normal couples do. But thing is, yeah, she looks better than Megan Fox. Yeah, so I was married to a girl that's a little bit hotter than Megan Fox. So that means like if Megan Fox was single, I would get her. I mean, chances are I would. I told Big Mike about Kim Kardashian that I was, you know, trying to get with her in 2012. Big Mike clowned her. He was like, "Yeah, she got jungle fever, man." Yeah, man. Kimberly Kardashian. Poor girl, man. She has to live with a mentally ill man that rants on stage in Sacramento, that his own colleagues that even clown him. Snoop Dogg clowned him. Everybody clowned him. Kanye West is a joke. I mean, see, the thing is, it's like Kim was already like a, you know, no offense, she was a laughing stock already, but, and then she married a laughing stock, you know what I mean? Kanye West? The guy is literally mentally ill. He's officially mentally ill. Yeah, to all you haters that called the champ crazy, you all look crazy because I knocked out a Kung Fu master with a black belt 2 days ago. This is it. All that talk about me, people are exposed, man. I'm a normal person. I'm the greatest boxer of all time. Everything I said about myself, well, I proved it, man. That's it. So get the fuck out of here with your internet spam. It has zero credibility. All your videos, all your posts, all it's done. You people are finished. I don't see anybody calling in. Kind of quiet, man. I fucking hear ants crawling, man. Peace and quiet, man. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I mean, I mean, yeah, like some people say, "Oh, come on, Daria was your wife. She gave you pussy. You fucked her. You lived with her. You, of course, you're gonna say she's hotter than Megan Fox because you know her. You were married to her. You know what I mean?" No, literally, I mean, she is. I mean, she. It's a tough matchup. Definitely, it's something to debate who's hotter. I mean, it's. But see, that's what I'm saying. Since I can get a girl like Daria, like, you know, then I can get any girl. Put her bad personality aside. She's a bitch. We're not talking about who she is. That was for me to worry about. I'm her husband. I gotta divorce her officially, so she won't. You know, see, even when I divorce her. She's not gonna, her last name's not gonna change. Fuck, man. Knocking fucking Kung Fu motherfuckers out, man. I'm beating world class boxers, Anthony Thompson, man. Jill Zavala, MMA motherfuckers, man. Navy SEALs, Marines. I'm a legend. I'm a boxing legend, man. I'm a fucking pioneer, man. I'm the greatest of all time. She doesn't deserve to carry that last name. But there's nothing I can do about it. She told me she's not gonna change it. Even if when I divorce her, it's she's still Ms. Zelenoff. Fuck. Wow. That's crazy. I made that bitch famous. Yeah, like even my homie Big Mike, he Googled her yesterday and he was like, "Damn, homie, you made that bitch famous." I'm like, "Shit, like she ain't my bitch no more, man. I dumped her, man." I'm like, "Fuck, man." No, literally, she gets to have the last name of the greatest boxer of all time. So my next wife, wow, there's gonna be two Ms. Zelenoffs. It's amazing. Well, unless she gets married with somebody, but I mean, unless she remarries, I highly doubt that a woman that drinks a lot of alcohol and sometimes does coke. I highly doubt that. I mean, that anybody would. Whatever. I don't care. Who gives a fuck? I just hope she changes the last name. She doesn't deserve to be Zelenov. Yeah, and her passport and her passports, her ID, everything, her all documents, a marriage certificate, everything. You know, okay, fuck the marriage certificate. Her ID, her last name is Zelenov. Who's the greatest of all time? Charlie Zelenov. Fuck. This clown, Mike Tyson, he's not he, okay. He's not second best, but he was never. Fuck no, man. Did you see the knockout I scored 2 days ago? Hey, you idiots! The talk shit. 80s Tyson. Can you beat an 80s Tyson? An 80s Tyson? A 2017 Charlie Zelenov would knock Mike Tyson the fuck out. He'd get knocked if I fought Tyson. Well, now no shit. I'd beat him now. I'm saying I'd beat him when he was in his prime. Customato time, fucking Customato, when he was training him. Yeah, fuck yeah, man. I'll knock him the fuck out, man. I hit Tyson, so if I hit Tyson right now, he'd think he's back in fucking Tokyo, man. When he got knocked out by Buster Douglas, man, Buster Douglas is a fucking bum, man. Motherfucker got diabetes, son. He put Tyson to sleep. Buster Douglas is a joke, man. 3 years before my prime, I knocked Deontay Wilder out, man. Now I'm in my prime, motherfucker. I knocked out a black belt martial artist, fourth degree. I didn't let the motherfucker breathe. I told him, "Are you ready?" So motherfucker's like, "Oh, I'm a southpaw, though." I'm like, "Southpaw, okay." Bam, 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 motherfucker. Goodbye, southpaw. I wouldn't do the exact same to Mike Tyson. Anybody that has anything to say then says, "Oh no, Tyson would win." You're crazy. You have mental problems. You Tyson nuthuckers need to realize something. I'm on a different level. I would kill Tyson. You know, I want to beat the guy. I want to beat the people that beat him. Well, I mean the bums. I'm not talking about the Lennox Lewis. Yeah, Lennox Lewis was a bum. I mean, no real fighter would ever lose to all of them. Collar, Haseem, Rock. What the fuck? Are you serious? Listen, Lennox Lewis, glass champ, man. He's another Deontay Wilder, man. Yeah, I want to beat the shit out of that cocky motherfucker, man. Dude talks way too much shit, man. Pugilist specialist, man. Motherfucker, you need a fucking specialist, man. No, he needs a fucking specialist, man. Fucking check out his mental problems, man. Calling yourself a great fighter, you homeboy, sit down. You lost Oliver McCall, man. You lost to Haseem Rockman, man. These guys wouldn't last fucking 2 or 3 seconds versus me. They'd get dropped instantly like that last Kung Fu guy did, man. Haseem Rockman, what the fuck? That motherfucker doesn't belong in the boxing ring, man. Dude's horrible. All these guys are fucking bums, man. Like, so, okay, you all heard me give credit where credit is due. The opponents I beat, Anthony Thompson, great fighter. Let's see, ninjutsu guy, great fighter. I beat them both, though, because I'm the greatest fighter. But greatest fighter. I'm just saying. Southpaw Sill, phenomenal fighter. See, I give credit to other fighters, not just to myself. Derek the Giant, he's all right. Wilder, he's overrated. He's whatever. Glasjaw. Yeah. He's mainstream though, and these mainstream guys can't fight. Look, this is coming from the greatest of all time, man. They can't fight. So they're not trained to do that. They're strictly just actors, man. That's all it is, man. So strictly actors. I've beaten the shit out of a lot of them. Wouldn't be surprised if I mean, every year I beat at least one actor, like you saw the old Bellator 174, right after I beat Ninja 2, Muay Thai fighter. Bellator, beat the shit out of him. His name was Chris, I forgot his last name. Yeah, like the, you, it is like these clowns asking, "Oh, what's the guy that you knocked out? What's his name?" So we can Google him or YouTube him. Or his first name is Dan. His last name, I don't know. Does it matter what his name is? If I said he's a kung fu champion, listen, man, you can be. Those punches would knock a gorilla out, man. You can be Mike, James, Tom, Bob, fucking whatever the fuck your name is. Charlie Zelenoff hits you in the jaw, you are going down. You're getting TKO'd or you're getting knocked out. Well, the way I fought my last fight, you're getting dropped and you're not getting up. You can have any name in the world. Any last name, first, it doesn't matter who the fuck you are, what martial art you know. That power and speed hits you, you're hitting the fucking ground face first, motherfucker. Charlie Zelenoff, the best ever. Floyd Mayweather Jr. is a clown. See, I want to do that to Floyd. What I did, that's exactly what I would do to him. And he knows it. That's why he doesn't want to fight me, because he knows that if he fights me in an underground fight, he's going to get knocked out just like that. See, at least that kung fu fighter has balls. He, you know, he fought me. He got knocked the fuck out. But see, he has a lot more credibility. That guy would kill Floyd. Are you kidding me? He's 185. Okay, and he's black belt. Man. What the f Floyd Mayweather is not a fighter. He's a pretender. You understand? He is a pretender. His narcissistic behavior on television. He's a pretender. Real fighters don't fight once in 2 years. What a retirement. This guy was always basically retired. He would fight once a year and then he would take the whole year off. I don't have to fight anymore. I'm 183 and no. I'm gonna continue. Yeah, but I'm saying I can take 4 or 5. See, I could take a whole year off after that last knockout. Nobody could tell me a word because I won 6 fights this year and I won 72 fights last year. And in 2015, I won 33 fights. 2014, the year I beat Jill Zavala and Deontay Wilder, I won 23 fights. Every year, I dominate. And I'm going to continue to, I'm going to, next fight, I'm going to win again by knockout. I'm the best. But I'm just saying that I don't have to, the reason why I'm going to continue is because I'm the greatest and I love to knock motherfuckers out. I love to do it. I love to do what I do because I'm the best. Make sense? That's it. But I'm saying, as far as proving, I have nothing to prove. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. The reason why Mayweather Jr. does not want to get in the ring with me or meet me at a gym and square up with gloves on is because of my last fight. 0-0-14. That left hook to the jaw. That guy, his legs, this is it. And then the right. He was already falling. And as he was falling, bam, right hand, motherfucker dropped. I wonder at that particular moment when you haters saw that, how. You people are pathetic. You people are a disgrace. Literally, you people, I mean, you people need to hang yourselves. Your whole life is trying to put me down. But what about when I put my opponent down? How did you feel? Everything you said, every derogatory statement you made about me, what does it mean now? You fucking idiots.